We're blowing the doors wide open on Inside Wealth right here on Talk 910 AM, KNEW, San Francisco. Well, now it's time for our winning business segment, and you know why it's winning business. It's because nobody has to lose. And with us today is the red hot Green Bonanno, John Bonanno, who knows so much about renewable energy. In fact, he knows so much, he started to create a company now to be an independent provider. It's called Principal Power, where he is the president and chairman of the board. So he's not only a pundit, he's an operator. What are you seeing out there, John, in terms of what's lighting up or potentially dimming in terms of renewable energy in light of the recession that seems to be looming and technology itself?
Well, I think when you look at the global space of clean tech, there's a huge amount of opportunity in this space. A lot of people talk about competition between this PV provider or that PV provider. The honest truth is that there's so much demand and there's so little supply that this is going to be a very, very long and sustainable run. Now, that doesn't mean there's not going to be bumps, like you've seen the ethanol fuel bump in the United States, where it just became competitive with food and your costs started to run up a lot. So there are bumps in the road, and I think there are valuation issues in the space in general. But overall, it's a very, very bright outlook for building and owning renewable energy assets or selling that technology into a market. I think it's very positive.
And by the way, the PV that you referred to is photovoltaic for all the people out there, right? So we're talking solar?
Yeah, standard flat panel, one sun solar.
Mm-hmm. And so are you seeing distinctions now between solar, wind, water, other renewable energy sources?
You know, that's a good question because wind has gotten so much traction at the scale that it needs to be at to drive the costs out. So they're now competing with natural gas-fired power plants. Wind projects, because they've gotten to scale and you've gotten industrial partners like Siemens and GE into the game in very, very big amounts of money. You're going to see, and you are seeing it right now, more of solar having that same effect where you have new breaking technology that's driving the costs out and it's bringing it into fossil parity is what it's called with grid. And feeding in that electricity at the cost of the fossil production. So you're really getting a competitive environment now. As far as water is concerned, my feeling about water is it's all about renewable energy. So you can create desalinated water from seawater or brackish water if you have 100% renewable energy on production. But if you're using diesel generators to push the water through a membrane, then you're really not going carbon. You're going very carbon positive, actually. So my feeling about water is that it gets solved through renewable energy.
Okay, so in terms of something that could help to illuminate our audience here, what would you suggest they do as they look, let's say, potentially at investment or in certain sectors within the renewable energy? Or do you suggest perhaps just portfolio approach?
No, there are a lot of funds being created right now, publicly traded funds of which the a regular old investor can invest in. Private equity obviously has its own risks, so it's not for everyone. But in the private equity space, I think that there's a real trend towards diversification in portfolios. People are looking at waste energy conversion deals, as well as solar deals, as well as wind deals. They're trying to mix and match because who knows what's hot in 24 months? I mean, who honestly knows what's hot in 24 months? I would say probably very few people. A lot of it also depends on the federal government's guidance. We still, in the United States, which is amazing, do not have federal guidance from the administration on renewable portfolio standards or any sort of rebate programs on a national level. So we need to see some guidance, and I think that this election will certainly bring that to bear. It's an important issue, and it will be addressed.
So given that these regulations or incentives at this point are only on the state level, So what's the state of the state? Let's say of California, for example. Where are we?
California is doing really well. They have a very aggressive portfolio standard, so they're requiring the utilities to provide a lot of renewable energy to the grid. Many utilities are having their challenges meeting those. No one has hit a deadline yet, and no one has failed yet. I think they're going to be, the utilities will be challenged to meet those goals because, again, as I started, I'll say again, which is there's a lot of demand and very little supply. So that means that someone's going to fall short. Just who is that person and what's the penalty going to be is still to be defined.
You know, as PG&E rates just continue to skyrocket for all the obvious reasons, they're clearly having independent people, individuals, go solar or whatever, make more and more sense, especially as technology drives the cost down.
Yeah.
What's the status there? Do you know in terms of either rebates or tax credits to give people further incentive to install their own?
PG&E is one of the most aggressive utilities in the country in regards to renewable energy. Keritsu Forum is actually doing our expo in conjunction with PG&E in April at PG&E. And we're doing a huge clean tech section where we're going to showcase four companies, clean tech companies, and we're also going to have, I think, 10 other companies presenting outside of clean tech. But PG&E is taking a very aggressive stance on this, and they're creating internal funds to put forward towards first commercializations of new technology. I take my hat off to the people at PG&E for doing a wonderful job, although their challenge is monumental. They are trying to address it as best they can. So in-state, there's a lot of opportunity for the individual to make a decision to buy a PV solar system for their roof right now.
So that's what you would suggest our listeners consider right here, right now.
Well, it starts with energy efficiency, though. We've discussed this before,
yes,
where turn off the shower. I mean, take a shorter shower. Don't flush every time, if not necessary.
Turn the lights off.
Turn the lights off. Yeah, right. But these are, you know, turn your thermostat down or even turn it off. I mean, we do live in Northern California, which is a very mild climate. So, you know, if your house is 63 or 64 degrees, it's quite comfortable, really. That makes an incredible impact if people just – that's why you see PG&E championing a program like Flex Your Power. FlexYourPower.org is all about PG&E's effort to have people stop their usage or reduce their usage without reducing their performance. Like, there's no compromise in their lifestyle by leaving – a bit of wee in the toilet for a little while. It's so small, but yet every time you flush the toilet, it's 1.6 on average, 1.6 gallons of fresh water going into the sewer system. That's in a tremendous waste.
And I thought wee was this game system that my son keeps getting me. Daddy, we need more wee. We need wee. Give
That's
me wee.
True. Yeah.
John, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today. And everybody out there, if 63 is a little too cool for you, God invented clothes. Yay. Thank you so much. And John, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks, too.
So as we wind up another show here, first I want to invite everybody to consider that this Inside Wealth thing is so tangible. It's so real. The rubber does hit the road in our own lives, and they can even more. One way to do that is to come to our website at insidewealth.net. That's insidewealth.net because we have what we call the referral network, where we have people who take this philosophy of doing well by doing good into their business practices. So we have people like Hutch Ashew at Pillar Financial and John Menke at Menke & Associates, where Pillar Financial manages your money and Menke & Associates creates ESOP, Employee Stock Ownership Plans. So if you're thinking of taking off, you've had enough of your business, call John. He can actually help you to transfer it to your employees. Or if you're creating a business and it's just the right thing to do, is to expand your pie by giving more people a slice so that you have a smaller percentage of something huge rather than a larger percentage of something small. So there you go. Rubber hits the road with Inside Wealth. Come to insidewealth.net and talk to our referral network people, because they truly are an absolute pleasure to do business with. Which comes full circle, actually, to the premise of this program, because it all synthesizes out, whether it's in the bowl of stew, whether it's with Dr. Stephen Post, who wrote that really wonderful book, Why Good Things Happen to Good People. And if you missed any part of our earlier interview with Stephen, come to our website at insidewealth.net. Yeah, it's one-stop shopping here. You get to have it all. You get to have it all. And as he was talking about why good things happen to good people and the scientific research that proves the link between doing good, between giving, and living a longer, healthier, happier life. Which, by the way, this healthier, happier life thing, what do we call it? Everybody all at once? Inside Wealth. That's what we're calling it. There's a scientific relationship here. And John Bonanno, the Green Bonanno, is also talking about the strong financial relationship between renewable energy and profitability, between doing good and doing well, whether it's by putting money in your pocket or whether it's just by enjoying your life and feeling healthier and happier. With the converse being, and we talked about this a bit on the Bola Stew, it's so easy to spend so much of our lives defending or proving ourselves, whether it's in the financial arena or in our relationships. And it takes so much energy and time to do that, which not only does it take away, like on the opportunity cost thing, not only does it take away from all the other things we could be doing in those moments, but it really does drain us. It really keeps us separate from each other. Now, sometimes it actually, we bond. So it's not just you against the world or me against the world. It's us against them. So, for example, when I gave the example in my Bowl of Stew about getting the Bat Mitzvah album that had all these people that I would have chosen not to be in there, and still, and clearly I could have gone to my family members and say, can you believe what she did? Blah, 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 blah. You know, or in Charlie Brown, wah, wah, wah. Remember how the teacher used to say, wah, wah, wah. And just go off. Or talk to my friends and start to gossip and start to play a little bit of the victim story or whatever else that is, or an I'm right and she's wrong. And we all know how that can so often create a sympathy or other gossip. And this is binding and joining about criticizing others, which really is the heart of our electional campaign, isn't it? Isn't that what the whole political process is about? It's us against them. Hillary Clinton. All right, America. I'm going to fight for you, because, of course, that implies we need to be in conflict. I've got your back, because you know that that implies that somebody out there wants to attack us from behind, whoever they are, just that amorphic fear thing going on. And I'm not just picking out Hillary. I mean, I think we can go to McCain as well, who wants us to be in Iraq for 100 years, if that's what it takes. It's just another form of fear. And what Stephen Post is telling us is that there is research, documented scientific research, and they're doing more and more of it. Not just on the power of love, which is a fantastic thing, but just in giving of ourselves, being attentive, helping to improve somebody else's life, releases hormones within us, creates a greater sense of well-being. It actually reduces, in many cases, aches and pains. Could you imagine? You know, it makes you want to start selling your pharmaceutical stocks out there. Because maybe you don't need so much antidepressant. Maybe we don't need so much pain relief in one form or another. Because it's so interconnected. The whole mind, body, spirit thing is so interconnected. Which only goes to show that deep down, when it really comes down to it, we're just energy ourselves. And I think quantum physics is proving that too. Now, I know there's this whole line of thought out there that it's too good to be true. That how can it really be? Can it really be that easy? Because all of humanity seems like it's endured suffering for thousands and thousands of years since the beginning of time in one form or another. Whether it's abuse, whether it's violence, whether it's sexism, racism, you name it, all kinds of inequalities, all kinds of injustices. And that's part of the human condition, and that's just the way it is. And it's us against them, whoever they are. Even our own country was based on a revolution, based upon injustice, based upon, you know, leaving, you know, for religious intolerance and everything else. That's the basis of our country. And we had to fight for our freedom. We had to kill other people, whether it was the Indians on one side or the British on the other, to have this freedom so that all men could be created equal. And we can have these inalienable rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Well, the inside wealth is the presence of happiness.
And it's here, right here, right now. And you're going to live longer and happier, focusing on this very moment and how we can be more giving and forgiving. Until next week, invest in yourself, your passions, your purpose, and your planet.
Join us again same time next week on Talk 910 KNEW. And be sure to visit our website at insidewealth.net. Subscribe to our podcast, blog, or learn more about Inside Wealth with Stu Zimmerman. Thanks for listening. Talk 910 KNEW.